listeners, today I have a very special guest. His name is Mark Dillon. He is coming on air today to share a little bit about his musical talents and musical interests. Mark, are you here?
I'm here. Bonjour, adi to everyone. My name is Mark, and I'm a second-year student at UMBC. I study political sciences and commerce, and singing is, you know, a passion of mine, something I really love doing. And the first song that I'm going to present to you today is by one of my favorite singers, Surjeet Bandarkia. And this is the first song, I think, that he recorded. It's called Dabbe, I think, which is it's a traditional Punjabi folk way of singing. So I hope you all like it. Just one sec. Jai jattiye mera pind ni jaandi pind hai kikkana wala o jai jattiye mera khoon ni jaandi khoon hai tootan wala jai jattiye mera naan ni jaandi na mera kartara ni botal pinde da sun jattiye lalkara ni botal pinde da sun jattiye lalkara ni botal pinde da. I hope you all like that. That is the song Dabbe by Surjeet Bandarkia, and that was the first song. Mm-hmm. And let's move forward.
So Mark, when listeners hear your singing, like for example right now, what do you hope they take away or recognize, even if they can't understand it?
The passion in my voice, I think. I listen to music in many languages, Arabic, Farsi, Spanish, languages which I don't know. I don't know a single word, right? But you understand the passion, the emotion in someone's voice. And that's something that I just want to show how invested I am in my culture, that when I sing these songs of pain, of sorrow, of happiness, of family, of cultural heritage, that people understand, you know, how deeply rooted this is in our culture, especially being someone who's, you know, Punjabi Canadian. Growing up, there's times when you struggle to balance them. But then what I realized and what I really like about Canadian culture is, compared to American, you know, media, is in America, it's you got to be American first, right? Quoting Nixon, you know, a Jew in America is first an American, then a Jew. In Canada, we're allowed to show our multiculturalism, and that's what brings us together as Canadians. Our differences bring us together. And that's something I realized when I was like, hey, you know, I love to sing. People are really kind. Whenever they hear me, they say, you know what, you're really good. Like, please, like, sing. Like, you should sing, you know, record songs, release them. I'm like, okay, I don't really have time for that right now, but I'll make an Instagram page and I'll share my music.
Mm-hmm. So when did you start? Where does the story start? And how did we get to where we are right now with our passion?
So at a really young age, when I was maybe 3 years old or something, I was born in Canada, but my family moved to India during that period of my life, which allowed me to really connect to my roots at a really, really young age. And the first song I really liked was, it's called Koka Karke Toka by Manmohan Waris. And he's still a singer now, right? He's still present. That's the first song that I remember really liking. And I would sing that to people just in my village, right? The people who, they'd see me, I would sing for them. And they'd find it funny, right? Because I had a lot of confidence in myself, even if I forgot lines, even if I forgot the words, I'd repeat them right, and I would keep singing. And then what happened was, when we moved here to Canada, again, what happened was when I was around 5 or 6 years old, my dad put me in a bhangra group. Bhangra is a Punjabi dance, right? It's very high energy, it's very fun. And in my bhangra group, which was run by Harman Atwal, very fun bhangra group back then, you know, that's when it was at its, you know, in its glory. I think my dad maybe mentioned that I sing, and then I practiced two songs, and you know, with my parents' help, they would help me, you know, practice, and they'd make it fun. And then I sang two songs at the Punjabi Mela when I was like 5 or 6. That's something that we used to have every year by the Punjabi Cultural Society, essentially. And it'd be at Benny Hall, where people would put on dramas of, you know, cultural things. They would put on, you know, there'd be people who'd sing, there'd be people who dance, there'd be, you know, a whole bunch of different stuff just to remind everybody about, you know, what our culture is. And that's something that I got the opportunity to do. I stopped around the time I was, I think, 7 years old. And I felt, I always felt there was something lacking in my life. You know, later on in elementary school and high school, I felt like I was conforming too much to what I should be to fit in. And I realized I love music, I love my language, and I need to sing in my language. I need to share something that I have a lot of passion for. And, you know, I got the confidence to do that maybe, 6 months ago or something. I started singing songs, posting them on my Instagram, and I've had a lot of fun with that.
Is there any struggle or moment in your life that you look back and you really recognize how you were caught in between the two worlds of, you know, wanting to be accepted in this, you know, Canadian and predominantly white society, but also really wanting to share that that culture, that heritage, and that identity of yours?
It's happened a lot of times growing up, and essentially, I'll put it this way. When me and some of my close friends growing up were also Punjabi, we studied together in elementary school and high school. If we ever spoke in our own language to each other, sometimes there'd be people who would get upset about that. Like, hey, I don't know what you're saying. What are you saying, right? And they would go to the teacher. Certain teachers would be accepting about it. Certain teachers would say, you know what, people feel left out when you use your language. So please do it in out-of-class settings. And then I was like, wait, why though? Like, we're having a conversation between ourselves. Why do we need to have it in English when it's just between me and a friend, right? There's also times, of course, everyone faces a little bit of racism growing up. There's been times when, you know, I've been singled out as a kid, you know, for being an ESL, even though I didn't need it, or something like that. And people are like, oh, like learn English or something like that. And then you feel like, holy, I wish I wasn't brown. I wish I was white. I wish, like, my name's Mark, so I'm lucky. You know, I was lucky for that from that end. But there was times when you just want to fit in, right? And you're like, I don't want to be Punjabi. I don't want to be brown. I just want to be Canadian. But then eventually you realize, you know, what is Canadian? How do you define what is Canadian, what isn't Canadian? How are you Canadian and I'm not Canadian, mm-hmm. right? How is Steve, a guy who likes hockey, Canadian, and Mark, a guy who also likes hockey, not Canadian, right? So then I realized, you know what? Our cultural differences make us strong in this country, and no one's going to hold me back from sharing mine.
Mm-hmm. So, of course, I think a lot of people growing up in this society who are not necessarily, I'd say, of Canadian descendant and heritage, but more so have that, like, back home culture aspect to their lives. What would be advice you would give to, you know, kids growing up today, and what do you hope kids who, let's say, stumble upon your Instagram page, for instance, take away from you?
So first of all, what I want to say to the younger kids, or the people who, right now, doesn't matter with your age. What matters is how balanced are you with your culture and fitting into society. A reason their culture is always really good is because it's really diverse. And that's something that we have in Canada. And, you know, that's something that these kids, they need to understand that it's going to be hard growing up. They're going to be singled out certain times. But, you know, there's life beyond K-12, right? People will act more kindly to you. You know, they'll be more mature. And they'll really appreciate when you show confidence in stepping forward and say, you know what, I'm going to showcase my culture. And secondly, with people who see my Instagram page, first of all, I want them to have a fun time. I want them to enjoy the music I sang with me. Secondly, there's been people my age, older, younger than me, from our community who reach out and they're like, hey, because of your singing, I realized, like, I want to know what you're singing. I want to know the songs. I want to know the meaning behind them. I want to connect with my culture. Or there's been people from, you know, other cultures, good friends of mine who reach out to me and they're like, hey, you know, you're so invested in your culture. I want to learn more about mine. And if I can do that with one person, with two people, three people, that'd be worth it. That'd be worth me sharing all my videos of me singing, having fun. You know, I have fun doing this. It's a passion of mine. And if I can help people while fulfilling my passion, there's nothing better I can do. Singing is a passion of mine. And without it, I wouldn't be me. I would feel like a piece of me is incomplete. And with singing, I can take a lot of my passion that I have with other areas in my life, and I can put all that energy, put all that emotion into singing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that really helps my mental health, my happiness, making other people happy. Just something that is really, really fun for me, and something that allows me to connect with my culture, the stories of it, and connect with a lot of other people. Plus, you know, it's fun getting compliments from people who say, "Wow, you're such a good singer." So
yeah,
that's always something that's fun.
Yeah, it's always nice when people can really recognize and appreciate how much you love something, for sure.
So one of the songs that I'm going to sing for you is a song by Sadul Sikandar. I'm going to sing the main couple lines of it. I hope you enjoy it. Hava chuddi fere parandi, labdi firdi dil da jani. Hava chuddi fere parandi, labdi firdi dil da jani. Gora rang sharbati akhiyan, gori gardan kali gani. Niji karda main kothe chadke, jag vich de deyan hoka. Ni mitran nu maar gaya ni tera koka. ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਰ ਗਿਆ ਨੀ ਤੇਰਾ ਕੋਕਾ ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਰ ਗਿਆ ਨੀ ਸੱਜਣਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਰ ਗਿਆ ਨੀ ਮੁੰਡਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਰ ਗਿਆ ਨੀ ਤੇਰਾ ਕੋਕਾ That was ਮਿੱਤਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਾਰ ਗਿਆ by Sadul Sikandar, one of his best songs. This is the final song that I'll be sharing with you, and it's one that I specially selected because it's a Punjabi folk song again by one of my favorite singers, Harbhajan Mann. The song's called Ashke, and I hope you all enjoy it.
Uchiyan lambiyan taliyan oveliya vichve vage tariya oveliya vichve vage tariya main darya di machliyo haniyan ਵੰਗਲਾ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਚਾ ਤੂੰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵੰਗਲਾ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਚਾ
And that is all I have for you today.
Thanks so much for coming, Mark.
My pleasure, my pleasure.